Luke, chapter 22. Now the Feast of Unleavened Bread, called the Passover, was approaching. And the chief priests and scribes were looking for a way to put Jesus to death, for they feared the people. Then Satan entered Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12. And Judas went to discuss with the chief priests and temple officers how he might betray Jesus to them. They were delighted and agreed to give him money. Judas consented, and began to look for an opportunity to betray Jesus to them, in the absence of a crowd. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb was to be sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare for us to eat the Passover." "Where do you want us to prepare it?" they asked. He answered, "When you enter the city, a man carrying a jug of water will meet you. Follow him to the house he enters, and say to the owner of that house, 'The teacher asks, where's the guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room, already furnished. Make preparations there." So they went and found it just as Jesus had told them, and they prepared the Passover. When the hour had come, Jesus reclined at the table with his apostles, and he said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before my suffering. For I tell you that I will not eat it again until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now on until the kingdom of God comes." And he took the bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. Look, the hand of my betrayer is with mine on the table. Indeed, the Son of Man will go, as it has been determined, but woe to that man who betrays him." Then they began to question among themselves which of them was going to do this. A dispute also arose among the disciples as to which of them would be considered the greatest. So Jesus declared, "The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those in authority over them call themselves benefactors. But you shall not be like them. Instead, the greatest among you should be like the youngest, and the one who leads, like the one who serves. For who is greater? The one who reclines at the table, or the one who serves? Is it not the one who reclines? But I am among you as one who serves. You are the ones who have stood by me in my trials, and I bestow on you a kingdom, just as my Father has bestowed one on me, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift each of you like wheat. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith will not fail, and when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers." "Lord," said Peter, "I am ready to go with you even to prison and to death." But Jesus replied, "I tell you, Peter, the rooster will not crow today until you have denied 3 times that you know me." Then Jesus asked them, "When I sent you out without purse or bag or sandals, did you lack anything?" "Nothing," they answered. "Now, however," he told them, "the one with a purse should take it, and likewise a bag, and the one without a sword should sell his cloak and buy one. For I tell you that this scripture must be fulfilled in me, 'And he was numbered with the transgressors,' for what is written about me is reaching its fulfillment." So they said, "Look, Lord, here are 2 swords. "That is enough," he answered. Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. When he came to the place, he told them, "Pray that you will not enter into temptation." And he withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, where he knelt down and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." Then an angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And in his anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like drops of blood falling to the ground. When Jesus rose from prayer and returned to the disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. "Why are you sleeping?" he asked. "Get up and pray so that you will not enter into temptation." While he was still speaking, a crowd arrived, led by the man called Judas, one of the 12. He approached Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus asked him, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" Those around Jesus saw what was about to happen and said, "Lord, should we strike with our swords?" And one of them struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his right ear. But Jesus answered, "No more of this," and he touched the man's ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, temple officers, and elders who had come for him, "Have you come out with swords and clubs as you would against an outlaw? Every day I was with you in the temple courts, and you did not lay a hand on me. But this hour belongs to you, and to the power of darkness." Then they seized Jesus, led him away, and took him into the house of the high priest, and Peter followed at a distance. When those present had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat down among them. A servant girl saw him seated in the firelight and looked intently at him. "This man also was with him," she said. But Peter denied it. "Woman, I do not know him," he said. A short time later, someone else saw him and said, "You also are one of them." But Peter said, "Man, I am not." About an hour later, another man insisted, "Certainly this man was with him, for he too is a Galilean." "Man, I do not know what you are talking about," Peter replied. While he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word that the Lord had spoken to him, "Before the rooster crows today, you will deny me 3 times. And he went outside and wept bitterly. The men who were holding Jesus began to mock him and beat him. They blindfolded him and kept demanding, "Prophesy! Who hit you?" And they said many other blasphemous things against him. At daybreak, the council of the elders of the people, both the chief priests and scribes, met together. They led Jesus into their Sanhedrin and said, "If you are the Christ, tell us." Jesus answered, "If I tell you, you will not believe. And if I ask you a question, you will not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of God." So they all asked, "Are you then the Son of God?" He replied, "You say that I am." "Why do we need any more testimony?" they declared. "We have heard it for ourselves from his own lips."